Over the weekend, if you saw hordes of zombies in the streets waving signs, it's because the No Kings protests returned in all 50 states in over 3,300 different locations, which are a potluck protest that the Democrat machine puts on, meaning there's no one specific reason. It's like an intersectional protest where they gather anyone who has a grievance about President Trump, and then they try to just universalize their hatred to gather in mass. At any time, Democrats hit the streets and people with cameras go and talk to them about what the hell they think they're doing, you know that hilarity ensues.
Seems like there's a lack of diversity here today, that it's mostly people who look like you and I, and I just
think it's not, so this so is not, it is not for black people, for people of color to get out on the street. They're at risk when they do that. If anybody's going to get arrested here, it's going to be a black person. It is not safe for them, and they don't need to participate. We need to walk in their name.
Gotcha. Okay.
Things are getting so crazy that it's almost impossible to tell anymore whether or not a video you see online is real and recorded with actual people, or whether it was generated from AI. Case in point.
So what brings you out today?
No Kings Day.
And why specifically are you out supporting No Kings Day?
I think protest is important.
Why are you protesting?
How much time do you have?
A couple minutes. And what's the main reason you're out here protesting President Trump?
I agree with a lot of the decisions that are being made.
Is there any decision in particular you disagree with?
I would start with, I don't even think it's appropriate for me to have this interview.
I don't know the source on this video, but I am leaning towards real, because with most of the deep fakes, at least at this point, I'm sure this will change in just a few months. You could tell by the audio sounds just a little bit off. But this one certainly does sound real, but who knows? What is known, however, is communists were in attendance because, well, that's who Democrats are.
There is only one solution!
Communist revolution!
Communist revolution!
Comedian Alex Stein, one of the greatest trolls to ever live, hit the streets in Dallas to mock the protesters to their face with a bullhorn.
Nobody here has a job. Only gay retards protest like this.
Not Trump!
Tampon Tim, who would have been the vice president of the United States right now if Kamala Harris would have won the 2024 presidential election. Keep that in mind if you ever start regretting voting for Donald Trump, because despite his flaws and him letting us down and doing Israel's bidding and hopefully not getting us involved in World War III, the alternative still would have been 100 times worse under the Harris Tampon Tim administration. He was in Minnesota, where he's still the governor, giving a speech at the No Kings rally, showing his love and support for the Somali pirates, which have taken over Minneapolis.
And I will add a special thank you and a special acknowledgement that we will never leave the side of our Somali Minnesotans. Here's our pledge to you, our Somali Minnesotans.
You will be able to continue to rip off the federal government and engage in countless childcare fraud and any other kind of schemes you can imagine that's central to your culture.
Your great-grandchildren
will still be sucking off of American taxpayers.
Will still be here when that orange clown is in the dustbin of history. You will be here.
Of course, like all politicians, Tampon took to social media to post support for the protests, to which the official GOP Twitter account responded when he said no kings. They responded no queens. It showed him flamboyantly walking down the stage during the 2024 presidential campaign. Of course, the tweet has sparked outrage online and in the liberal media, with those denouncing it as homophobic, but we don't care. We're making gay jokes great again. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson was in the streets in his bleephole city to show support for illegal aliens and other criminals.
Tell me why you wanted to come out and what's your message for the community here?
Well, it's pretty straightforward. We have to end the assaults against working people. We have to end the assaults against immigrants.
Actually, sir, you should start focusing on ending the assaults that black people commit in your city, because we all know that 13 do 50. Not to mention the illegal alien problem, because there was just another one who killed an American. Sheridan Gorman, who was a freshman at Loyola University in Chicago, who the alderman of Chicago says must have brought it upon herself because she startled the illegal alien by walking with her friends along the lakefront. But instead of trying to keep his city safe from black people and criminal illegal aliens, instead, Brandon Johnson is focused on renaming some snowplows in order to push his message that he doesn't want ICE, Immigration and Custom Enforcement, in his cities to help get rid of the problem.
And to all of the residents who participated in our snowplow naming contest, keep speaking up in every way and any way that you can. I look forward to meeting with the Chicagoans who submitted the winning names, and I look forward to seeing our city's pride, our spirit, and even, yes, our humor, represent us again next year.
This is the same guy who said that locking up criminals in his city is not going to make it any safer. It's racist, in fact, because, well, I mean, you know why.
We cannot incarcerate our way out of violence. We've already tried that, and we've ended up with the largest prison population in the world without solving the problems of crime and violence. The addiction on jails and incarceration in this country, we have moved past that. It is racist, it is immoral, it is unholy, and it is not the way to drive violence down.
The way to drive violence down is to actually keep the criminals in jail. And because they're overcrowded, we need to build more of them. Illinois Governor J.D. Pritzker, who probably will run for president in 2028, of course, blames President Trump for the illegal alien killing that college girl.
There have been real failures. Those failures, of course, extend beyond the borders of Illinois. That's their national failures, a failure to have comprehensive immigration reform, a failure of the president to follow his own edict to go after the worst of the worst.
So now he's blaming President Trump because the protesters and mayors in Democrat-run cities are not allowing ICE and are obstructing ICE from doing their job and finding the criminals. When Democrats use the cultural Marxist buzzword immigration reform, what they mean is not only granting amnesty to the illegal aliens, but giving them citizenship because they rely on those undocumented Americans, as they're now calling them, as their future voter base. Seriously, that's what they're calling them now. Here is Democrat Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut.
The negotiation didn't have a path to citizenship. It was entirely on their terms in order to get Ukraine funding.
So they're complaining that they weren't able to get citizenship yet, path to citizenship, amnesty, for the future Democrat base.
Right?
Well, I mean, Chris, that's been a failed play for 20 years. So
right.
You are right that that has been the Democratic strategy for 30 years, maybe.
Trying to grant them citizenship.
And it has failed to deliver for the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans that are in this country.
The people that they care about most. Whoopsie! You're not supposed to let the cat out of the bag like that. Here's Hakeem Jeffries, the Democrat minority leader in the House, the most powerful Democrat in the House of Representatives, being asked about the young college girl's murder.
An illegal immigrant has been charged with murdering a college student in Chicago last week. Do House Democrats believe if he's convicted, he's someone who should be deported?
I'll look into the case.
He just can't decide whether or not a convicted murderer who shouldn't even be here in the first place should be deported at all. Under Tampa Tim's leadership, the state of Minnesota actually changed their flag in order to resemble the Somalian flag.
All right, ready.
And that's not a joke, by the way. The old flag was considered to be offensive because there was like a Native American in there, was in the background, and it symbolized white people pushing them out of the land. So they changed the flag from that to, wait for it, to this, to that flag right there. And this is the Somalian flag. See the similarity? Somalia and Little Somalia.
The idea that this is a white nation that needs to be preserved is a fascinatingly disgusting view, because this country is one for the many.
Do I have to remind you that if you lived in this country under the Founding Fathers' rules, you would have been a slave? And that the very first Congress that was set up once this country was established passed the Nationality Act of 1790, which literally restricted citizenship to white people. The Founding Fathers are rolling over in their graves because of people like this.
oo in congresska mareekanka ku jirto laakiin waxaan ahay gabar Soomaaliyeed gabar idinku jinsi ah gabar idinku af ah gabar idinku diin ah
oo So why are you here? President Trump, would you like to fill us in?
In the case of Minnesota, it's very Somalia oriented. Think of it, these people come from a crooked country, disgusting country, one of the worst countries in the world, acknowledged to be one of the worst countries in the world. Some people say it's the worst. They have no money, they have nothing. They come to our country, low IQs, and they rob us blind. Stupid people. And they rob us blind because we have crooked politicians and we have dirty cops. The Attorney General is a dirty cop. It's my opinion. It's only my opinion. And something should be done about him.
Something does need to be done. How about, for starters, we deport anybody who can't speak English? Unless someone's here, you know, for 2 weeks on vacation, then they can stay. But everybody else, adios, amigos. And if you agree and you want to spread the word and get a great shirt, then order your American Speak English shirt from my online store at markdice.com or click the link in the description below. This one has the graphic on the front left chest and a large graphic showing the eagle and the crest on the entire back. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.